B-Pod Studios.
Veterans of the blue and the gray, I accept this monument in the spirit of brotherhood and peace.
There can be no greater service to our country, and no source of pride more real.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars.
As our forces fight, they and their families are in our prayers.
The brave Americans serving our nation today in the Persian Gulf, in Somalia, and wherever else they stand are testament to our resolve.
They deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them.
So thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. How you doing tonight?
Good. Who's this?
This is Roland.
Hi, Roland. You're on the air, buddy. You got something you want to say to a veteran?
So my dad was actually in the Korean War. I got chased by a polar bear.
It happened.
Wow.
Sure.
And actually survived a plane crash while he was in the military. My sister was also, of course, she wasn't anytime soon. It was Grenada, and, you know, but she's still a veteran.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Right. Still a glorious victory.
Just wanted to say thanks to all those veterans out there, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now. Wouldn't be able to talk to you on the phone.
Exactly, buddy. Thanks for the call. Ahoy.
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
This is Mike from Lehigh. What's going on,
Mike,
guys?
How are you? You got something you want to say to a veteran?
It's my son's second birthday, so I want to say happy birthday, Landon. Daddy loves you. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the military men and women out there fighting for our country, and the ones who have passed on. And a special shout out to my pop, Robert Thackeray, served in World War II and you know, made this country what it is today. You know, I just want to say thank you guys to all you guys out there, and come home safe.
Amen, brother. Thank you. Ahoy.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Lauren Kelly.
Hi, Lauren. You want to say something to a veteran?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I would like to say God bless our veterans and the boys working. And I pray every single day for those boys putting their lives on the line. Even though they're not attacking America, they're putting the lines on our lines for the military, and I pray for them in my prayers every day. They have strength and loyalty. God bless them and praise them and give them strength and keep them safe. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray for them every single day. They have strength, and God bless their families too.
Thank you,
sweetheart. God bless you.
God bless you. Ahoy.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to send a special shout out to the veterans and want to thank them. And I want to thank a very special one. It is my great grandfather. And I just want to thank him for being in the war. And he passed away not too long ago.
Yeah, oh. Word went out. And thank you for calling.
All right.
Good kid. Mm-hmm. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. I'd just like to thank personally the Stan and Haney Show for being the veterans of great radio shows and for fighting the war against ignorant radio shows. Thank you, sir.
Well, goes on every day. But this isn't our day.
This is not our day. It's Veterans Day. But thank you. Ahoy.
Hey, ahoy. I wanted to say thanks to the veterans. Without them, that lady that called a little while ago that sounded a little tipsy, she wouldn't have been able to call like that if it wasn't for our veterans.
Oh, take it easy. From years of experience doing this, you never know who's on the other end of that phone line.
You don't.
You could very easily regret that comment in ways that you could never possibly understand.
You'll understand it late at night in your sleep. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
What's your name?
Steve DeZilo, and I'm a veteran.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
So you're a veteran. When did you serve?
From 84 to 91 with 95th MV Battalion over in Würzburg, Germany, and Frankfurt, Germany.
Wow. Very good. And both Haney and I and Tommy. Yep. Thank you for your service to this country.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys. And I appreciate everything you do. I drive home with you guys every day.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. And Steve, let me make sure. Let me just double check. Honorable discharge.
Yes, sir. Honorable discharge.
And well, you know what? We got a few minutes here. We can take a few more phone calls.
Sure.
Hey, Rock. Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah. I figured you was in there.
Yeah. Who's calling, please?
It must be nice.
What must be nice?
Must be nice.
You called the radio station. You're on the air.
Must be nice just to work whenever you want to work.
Who is this? Hello?
I know what you're doing.
You know what I'm doing? What? Who is this?
It must be nice to get to take a goddamn holiday anytime you want to.
What are you talking about? Hello, sir, you're on
I know you is in the building there, and why you couldn't just open up the damn door and cash my check.
Hello? Cash your check?
I'm a working man.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's supposed to be Veterans Day and all that,
right?
But there ain't no goddamn parades for me.
Sir?
I'd just like it if you could.
Sir?
I see you in there piddling around.
Sir, you've called
the
radio station.
Why the hell you couldn't cash my goddamn check?
Sir? Are you listening to me?
I'm not going to hear any of it.
Hear any of what?
Why you can't open the goddamn door and cash the check.
Look, hold it. It's Veterans Day. I'm working. You've called the radio station.
Yeah, I've seen you in there.
Seen who? Seen
me? I've seen you in there. Why everybody in the world get the day off but me?
You saw me in there. What was I doing?
I don't know what you was doing. Could have been off for all I know.
Did I wave at you?
No, you trying to act like you didn't even see me.
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
But I'll tell you what, this goddamn veteran is pretty f***ing thirsty right now, and I'd like to have a couple of Budweisers.
Yeah?
But I can't get my goddamn check cashed.
How are you going to get a check cashed here? Sir, you've called the wrong number. You've called the radio station.
I don't want to hear it.
What do you think?
You think I'm stupid?
Yeah, evidently.
You
sound
pretty
dumb.
You think I can't dial a goddamn telephone?
Hey. What number are you trying to dial? You called a radio station. This is not a bank.
Why'd you stop whistling Dixie at me?
You been drinking?
I wish I'd been drinking. I'm pretty goddamn thirsty right now because I can't cash my check. I went down after you played your little game, and I went on down to the Publix.
Uh-huh.
And they say my credit's no good.
Right. I can see why. Because you don't have a clue. I don't know how a guy like you could manage money. Even if I was the bank, I wouldn't cash your check. But I'm not the bank. So you dialed the wrong number, sir.
I could dial telephone, and what I'm telling you is that you ought to have the decency to cash a check. You ought to be open for veterans. Supposed to be Veterans Day, and yeah. I'm a veteran.
Are you a veteran? What war?
Vietnam.
You're a Vietnam veteran. See some action?
I ain't here to play grab ass with you talking about what I did.
No, have you seen
some action?
But I
did my job, and it's supposed to be my goddamn day, and I can't even get a Budweiser.
Yeah.
And I know plenty of good men didn't have the opportunity to stay in a hotel and come back in a body bag, you son of a bitch.
Okay. All right, well, stop yelling at me. You know what? I'm not the bank. I have to go to work today. I'm working today. How do you think I answered the phone?
Pansy ass.
Hey. Come on, I'm working here just like anybody else, and I'm not the bank, and I'm not...
It's supposed to be for veterans today.
It's
supposed to be for veterans.
Yeah, what about it?
But this veteran wants a goddamn Budweiser and can't seem to get one because you in there playing grab ass.
What are you talking about?
I ought to knock that damn door down and come in and take my money because I'm owed something.
Right. You've called the wrong number, sir. You're probably owed something, but the banks are closed today. No mail today. It's
a holiday.
You
nothing but a little goddamn turd. You would last a half a day in Vietnam.
Thank God I never had to go. Where did you fight? Were you right there in the middle of it all?
I ain't going to you off and give you a reach around with what I did for my country.
What were you?
I'm proud of it. And I got no problem with it, but I would like a Budweiser.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, what
That's
were you?
None of your goddamn business.
You know what? None of this is my business because I'm not the bank.
Well,
I'm not the bank.
I'm closing my account with you people.
Good, close it.
It doesn't mean no goddamn good if I can't cash a check when I need to cash a check.
Close the account. You can't get your money out now
anyway. Y'all ought to be open for the veterans.
Hey, haven't you heard of an ATM?
You ought to be open for the veterans.
Why don't you go to an ATM? You go and put the check in, deposit, take some out.
Oh, y'all ain't making excuses.
You have no money in your account?
I don't have an account.
You don't have an account.
They write it off your bank, and that means you got to cash it.
I don't have to cash anything. I'm not a bank.
You got to cash it if it's got your name on it.
You're a nut. You're a nut. You know,
if
Vietnam
it's got your name
out.
On it, it's got your bank on it, you damn well going to cash it.
I ain't a bank.
You listen to me.
Yeah, you listen to me.
It's supposed to be for veterans.
It's veterans.
And I'm a veteran, and I got a check. So open the door, because I know you're in there.
What, are you crazy? You're a nut.
Don't you call me a nut.
You're a nut.
I'm a veteran.
Nut,
and
nut,
I know
nut,
you're
nut,
in
nut,
there,
nut.
Baby, playing with your stocks and bonds.
You're
and
a
crap.
Nut.
But some people got real-life needs like I need a Budweiser.
Goodbye.
You turd.
Yeah, you ain't a bad.
I'll see you in there.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
K-Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. today. Help us raise funds for Home Base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96krock.com.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Veterans Day 2021. And this is a very special day for us on the show today because we're teaming up. You all right?
I'm fine.
We're teaming up with Home Base Southwest Florida, which is an organization founded by the Boston Red Sox. Being that we're their spring training home, they have Home Base Southwest Florida. They also have Home Base up in the New England area, in the Boston area, and they do so much for veterans. Their umbrella of organizations at Home Base do so much for returning veterans who really need help, whether it be physical, mental, helping their families and those veterans adjust to life back home. And we're jumping on board, Beasley, ABC7. We're all jumping on board to help Home Base and raise some money. And we're going to do various ways to raise some money. First and foremost, asking you to do so. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to the 96K Rock homepage. Click on the banner that says Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans, and it will give you a link right there so that you can donate to Home Base Southwest.
So that's for people we ask and they donate out of the goodness of their heart.
Correct.
I hate to say this, Dan, but you know, there's a certain segment of the population, they have to be bribed.
Yeah.
We got that too.
I'll get to that because I'm going to throw an offer out in just a little bit. And then we'll see if somebody steps up to take that offer. If you want to donate via text, you can do that. Text SWFL donate to 617-582-2098. That's the number. You can also see it when you, if you want to go to the website. But if you want to donate via text message,
you can
do that. Most certainly.
And the best way to do that would be probably go to the website and get the info from there, because I don't think you're going to memorize it.
No, especially some of our listeners. Tough time texting. We found that out. But you can do by text, or best yet, go to 96krock.com. We have the link on our Facebook page. It'll take you right to the Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans. And there's a nice little icon there, once you click on that, to donate. And I will also say that, go ahead.
And it's probably what you were going to say. We have some truly great Americans scheduled to appear today.
Yes, we do. I will go over that. Oh, man, the list. I do want to point out, individual donations are fantastic. That's great. But I'm going to talk to some of our advertisers, some of our business friends, some people that would like to go and be acknowledged on Veterans Day for their donation to Home Base. If you are a business or a company, we'd be glad to give you a little free plug today. We'll put you on the air. You can tell us your business, how much you've donated to Home Base. We want to get that money to the people that need it. And what better way than Home Base and the Boston Red Sox, who do it up right. And let me just explain. Haney brought it up on the show today. We have to ask you to help our veterans here in Southwest Florida. It stays here in Southwest Florida. We have coming on the show today our dear friend, retired Naval Captain John Lazaro, who heads up our draft fund for
currently serving troops, but many of you may not know this. Captain Lazaro is a veteran, and he has spoken around the country to returning vets and how they can better adjust coming back into civilian life. He has spoken personally with the home base people, and he understands dealing with returning veterans.
You know how valuable it is to have Captain Lazaro as our military liaison, because immediately when we interact with military, active, retired, or otherwise, and we have Captain Lazaro on our behalf, it's instant respect.
Yep. Also, coming on the show today. Oh, we got him today. Colonel Darren Blatt, Army Special Forces.
The real deal.
The real deal. He served in the Middle East, West Point graduate. Just to tell you very quickly with him, this is so impressive. He was commander of the Combined Joint Special Operations Command in Afghanistan.
JSOC.
Colonel Blatt, multiple tours in the Middle East, including 7 rotations in Afghanistan. His service in Africa includes missions in Mali and Guinea. This guy is one of the top people that served our country. He's going to tell you about home base and how your donations are so key. And then later on today, we got a general coming on. We're going to have, and we're going to be joined by Army Brigadier General, retired, General Jack Hammond. He is the executive director of Home Base. General Hammond commanded Task Force Yankee as the senior U.S. commander for Kabul Province. He is a recipient of the Distinguished Service Medal, the Legion of Merit with Oak Leaf Cluster, Bronze Star, Army Commendation Medal for Valor with Oak Leaf Cluster, French Medal of National Defense, Bulgarian Medal of Mission Support. Brigadier General, going to be joining us today because we want to raise money for home base and let veterans, with no cost to them. It doesn't cost them anything. Their families of fallen veterans.
And these,
this is what home base does.
These are top people.
Top.
And they're taking their time because they truly care about the people that have served this country.
We're going to take a break, but both Handy and I are asking you.
And they
donate.
You went over these resumes. These are two people that have given a whole lot to this country. And
they're giving back still with home base and helping returning veterans get that help. Please
These are honorable men.
Go to 96krock.com. You can donate there. Just click the link to our Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans. It will show you right there how to donate. And you can also donate by text. What did I do with that? Here it is. If you want to go and you're driving around, you don't have time to go to a website, you want to go and help contribute. Text SWFL donate to 617-582-2098.
I don't think anybody can remember that.
Then write it down.
Well, I'm driving.
Yeah, that's true.
pull over to the side of the road and find that pencil in your center console.
I can't. There's a Crown Vic behind me. I don't want to get a ticket.
And I think you got an envelope in there, too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do, yeah.
We're going to take a break. Grab bag coming up. Captain Lazaro in the 3 o'clock hour. Colonel Darren Blatt at the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour. Later on today, General Jack Hammond. Donate, please, please, please. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for the home base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96KRock.com.
Stan and Haney, and that's where you can do it to donate to home base Southwest Florida.
Why'd you do that to me?
You want me to, I can tell you, but I'm not.
Stan just... He's teasing me.
What?
Just like he does to you, the audience.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
See, I'd hate it if it didn't happen on Monday. But it looks like it's going to happen.
As we're getting ready to put on the headphones, Stan looks at me and he's got, you know, an ass-eating grin.
If it all works out.
And he says, Haney? On Monday, I got a nice radio surprise for you. And then he puts the headphones on and stops talking. Yeah.
Jeff Zito and I have been working on this for the better part of a week. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Scheduled to appear on Monday. Ready? This is big for Haney. Big for everybody because the guy's great. Former member of the Allman Brothers Band and former member of Government Mule,
Warren
Haynes is going to be on the show.
Oh, yes.
He will be calling in to us scheduled for Monday afternoon.
That's awesome. I love Warren.
Told you, nice, but I hope it all works. We've bounced around some dates and... I just heard from Zito. We got a confirmation, and hopefully he'll be on Monday.
You know what? I'm going to have to look it up now, because Mark Haney and the Buzzards opened for Government Mule and the Allman Brothers years ago, and at that time, Government Mule was brand new.
Yeah.
And Alan Woody was still alive.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was like... one of their first shows.
I don't know. We can talk to him on Monday if all goes well. So there you go.
Outstanding.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
See, I like to know so that I can ruminate about it all weekend.
You know, that's another thing. We got the Pewter Mug. We got Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We have Firehouse Subs. These are guys that we'd like to hear from, that would like to donate to home base in about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Captain Lazaro will join us later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Colonel Darren Blatt, Army Special Forces, later on today. Brigadier General Jack Hammond, retired, will be joining us. So important that you donate. Now, people listening to us, you can go to the website and donate to home base. Help our veterans that need help. And they'll give you the option of putting whatever amount you want in, from $5,000 to $50,000. And we'll have other denominations. You can fill in your own, fill in a suggested one. You can do that. I'd like to hear from some people in the business community. Talking to you, Aaron Walker.
Now, is our website squared away where it's very clear how to donate?
Oh, yes, I looked. You click it on. You click right on where it says Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans, and it brings up the whole page, and you see right in red font... Just you click it and you go right to it.
Because sometimes they get all convoluted.
Nope, it's very simple. And I'm going to say this right now. I'll throw it out there right now. First one takes. The Boston Red Sox gave us a signed, with the holograms and tags and everything, a signed Chris Sale Boston Red Sox jersey. Signed.
So the holograms and all that stuff let you know that
it's the real deal. Yeah. And it comes from the Red Sox. First 500 takes it. First $500 donation will get that signed jersey. It's in our possession. But you got to make your donation. If you call, and first one to call, and they got to call us here.
And you'll get your hands
277-9600
on that jersey just as soon as it clears.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We have the jersey. You make your donation.
Don't think you can call in and fake it.
Not going to work. You can't pick up the jersey until it's a done deal. But I said, you know what? We're not going to auction. We're not going to. First person to call us, and I'll keep going until somebody does. First person to call us to make a $500 donation, and they got to do it on the website.
That's a nice move by the Sox.
277-9600. If somebody calls, put them right through. For a $500 donation to home base, Southwest Florida, a signed from the Red Sox Chris Sale jersey.
Now, you know your memorabilia. That's top flight.
Yes, he's a superstar in Major League Baseball, one of the best pitchers, also pitched at FGCU.
Yeah, but I'm saying with the jersey, with the holograms and all that.
That makes it all official.
And he signs it.
Yep. Somebody wants that? Does somebody want that jersey, Junior?
Someone said they want that jersey.
Ahoy, who's this?
Scott Thomas.
Scott?
Yep.
How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, you sir.
Thank you very much. You would like the Chris Sale jersey?
I would love it.
How much is it worth to you?
How much?
I'll give you $500.
All right, here's how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. The jersey's yours. If with confirmation of the donation, what Junior is going to do is take down your full name, address, phone number, like you won a prize.
Okay.
When home base sees that the donation has been made and your name matches up with the $500 donation, they will make arrangements to have the jersey sent to you.
Sounds fantastic.
And it is a beautiful gamer. And
I bet it is. And
he signed it right on the four. And it's got all the tags. And thank you for your donation. I'm going to send you to Junior to get all the info. Junior, as soon as you get that info, give it to Mother. And then go to the website,
awesome,
buddy, and make your donation, okay?
Hey, Stan, quickly.
Yes, sir.
I gave you guys the mandolin. I was wondering whatever happened to that.
Did you take the mandolin? Or did D-Train take the mandolin?
I gave it to D-Train.
He's the one that has it because it was sitting in his office for a long time.
And I thought you guys were going to auction it off.
And I think he might have it.
You
know what? Our producers, you show them a stringed instrument, they want it.
Yeah, I know, but it was supposed to go towards the Stan and Haney Fund.
It should have. I'm going to do some. You know what? I'm going to do some digging to find out where
that
mandolin
do,
is.
Man, I gave that guy. I gave it to you guys and. You know, I was hoping you were going to do something good with it.
We know he was at the Publix the other day. We'll catch up
with him. Yeah, we'll catch up with him. I'll investigate. Let me send you to Junior. And thank you for your donation. And once that goes through, you've got a great Chris Sale jersey.
Enjoy that jersey.
Hold on, buddy. That's how fast it goes. Boy, I bet you if we had a stack of those things, but only one. The Red Sox got Chris Sale to sign one jersey. And it's the real deal. So there you go. Thank you for your donation. Enjoy the jersey.
We got things rolling now.
Yeah, we do. Let's get as much of the grab bag in as we can, and then because Captain Lazaro is just around the corner. I think after Junior gets all that information, that he might want to check outside because something tells me the captain's already there. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. and we're already dealing with Christmas specials, please.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in a Small Town. He's a totally handsome and charming bachelor who is somehow still totally available. She's the super hot single girl just back from her big city job who just happens to be totally available. Will they meet and find love? What are you, stupid? It's Christmas in a Small Town, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Be sure to tune in.
Yeah. Life is nothing but fake snow and candy cane.
Yeah, this might be for Junior if he's looking for a special someone. You know, they say the best time to spring into action is when somebody's on the rebound.
Oh, really?
Unlucky in love? Get on Rebounders, the new dating app where you can date people that just got out of a long-term relationship. There are no rules about hooking up with somebody on the rebound.
Cheyenne!
Oh, but there is that angry ex-boyfriend outside with a bat.
Are you in there with a dude?
Give it a try. The new Rebounders app.
Safety not guaranteed.
Junior, you want to get that to Mother and stop having a long conversation there? We're raising money. All inquiries will be made about the mandolin. I remember it being here. Oh, not now. Chief engineer wants to come in. Says there's something wrong with the way it sounds. Come, not. All right.
Testing. Testing. Rocket launch. Rocket launcher. Lunchtime.
Lunch lady.
Lady Gaga.
Radio Gaga.
Goo Goo Gaga. Goo Goo Dolls. Goo Goo Dolls. Usually you shouldn't blow into a microphone, but your show blows so much, what's the difference?
Shut up.
Thank you, Richard.
We all grew up with Ronald McDonald. I mean, I don't know, as a 59-year-old man, I don't know of McDonald's without Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, it was not like we had a choice.
Here is what they say is the very first McDonald's commercial with Ronald McDonald. This is what they claim. Take a listen. And this is the real deal. They claim this was the first commercial.
Introducing the world's newest, silliest, and hamburger-eatingest clown, Ronald McDonald. Now, where is that clown? Oh, Ronald.
Here I am, kid. Hey, isn't watching TV fun? Especially when you got delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Ronald, you can't be on TV and watch it at the same time. Now, come on and meet the boys and girls.
Oh, we've already met. I know we're going to be friends, too, because I like to do everything boys and girls like to do. We'll have lots of fun.
He's Ronald McDonald, the hamburger happy clown.
That was, of course, Willard Scott. They claim it was the first McDonald's, Ronald McDonald commercial.
Was the phrase the hamburger eatenist clown used?
I believe something like that.
You want to tell me what you're doing?
Captain on the bridge.
Carry on. Thank you. Thank you. Got one more and then we'll take the break.
Look at that. Uniform fits like a glove.
It's still, is it a little snug?
No, actually, it's not. It's good. I did a little PT.
Okay, there's your microphone there.
Yep. Nope. Uniform fits great. Did a lot of PT this year, first 6 months.
Good.
Looks like you might have picked up a couple, Stan.
Yeah, maybe. Looks like you got yourself a suntan, too.
Suntan. I got my hair cut. Got my hair tuned up yesterday at Diane's Barbershop.
Beautiful.
$10 haircut. Beautiful. Men only. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah?
Yep.
Tell them over there. Nice donation to home base would be nice.
Exactly. Thank you.
Let me make sure I get the right one here. new for the holidays, Billy Gibbons Christmas song. Just released. It's called Jingle Bell Blues.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
That is such a unique tone on that guitar.
It sure is. Hey, good. Just a little sample. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Captain Lazaro has joined us in studio. We'll be talking to him when we come back as we try to raise money for Home Base Southwest Florida and our returning veterans on this Veterans Day, as it is a Southwest Florida salutes our veterans.
Do you think we'll have time for the captain to give a few life lessons to Junior?
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm not.
96 K-Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for Home Base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96krock.com.
Stan and Haney, Veterans Day, and yes, we do ask you to donate to Home Base as Beasley and ABC7 are teaming up today to help raise funds for Home Base, which was started by the Boston Red Sox, and they have their home base in Massachusetts, and because we're their spring training home, they have Home Base Southwest Florida. And Home Base is basically an umbrella of organizations helping returning veterans who may have physical, mental, emotional issues, family issues.
It's so important because we're losing way too many.
The suicide rate is incredible. And I know somebody who has spoken to many. He's been all over the country doing it, speaking to many returning veterans who, and he knows firsthand what they go through. And he himself, a veteran and served in Afghanistan. He is also the head of our Stan and Haney Draft Fund. It's our own Captain John Lazaro. And Captain, thank you for coming by on this special Veterans Day.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you, Mark. It's really an honor, as always, to be here. Hey, Junior. How you doing?
Oh, hey.
How are you? You're addressing a captain.
Thank you for your service, Captain.
Thank you for your support, Junior. You know we're just picking on you. I did put in a good word for you with the Navy active duty, so you may get a call regarding going to boot camp.
Oh, well, you see, I got this pain in my lower back.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Something. Mm-hmm. Something.
Yeah. Bone spur.
Yeah, I got a bone spur.
We talk about veterans and people that may not know you, may not know what you yourself have been through. You did serve in Afghanistan, and people say, how does somebody in the Navy wind up in the desert? You served there for just about a year.
Right. So, you know, I did 7 years active duty, moved here in 1995, stayed in the reserves, did my monthly drills and my 2 weeks in the summer, went to a lot of different commands. And then in 2008, got the call to get mobilized to go to Afghanistan. And everybody would say, why is the Navy going to Afghanistan?
Yeah,
there's no water in Afghanistan.
Prior to that, it seemed like you were going to places like Bahrain. And
right, Bahrain, Gitmo a couple times, San Diego, mm-hmm. You know, whatever command that I was with. So, but the Army was spread so thin in 2008 that the Navy teams took over what's called the garrison on each FOB, each forward operating base in Afghanistan. So my team, we ran the base as the garrison. And we worked with the Army battalion who would go outside the wire on the missions. And then they would, they would take some Navy folks. And thankfully, none of my team got injured. And then we would go on supply runs from, because I was FOB Apache near not too far from Pakistan. And we would go to Kandahar for supply runs. So we would go outside the wire on supply runs and convoys and that type of thing. And we all, thankfully nothing happened to me or anybody on our team. But we did some crazy stuff that you never think you would do in your life. And, I was like two months earlier, I'm opening an IRA account for Mrs. Jones. And now I'm in Afghanistan on a 50 caliber machine gun going in a convoy. So it was pretty wild stuff. Because
yeah.
when you did your 2-week thing in the summer, go to Bahrain, you go to Gitmo, you did your work during the week, but your Saturday and Sunday was pretty much you could do whatever you want. You go to Iraq, you go to Afghanistan, you're on that base and you're not leaving that base unless you're in a convoy. So, it was something.
When you returned and got back to your wife, your family, you had genuine concern for returning veterans and what they were going through. Many a time I'd call you up and I'd say, hey, what's going on? And you're off to somewhere to speak to returning veterans. Explain to people that say, well, should I donate right now? How important it is to donate to home base right now? Explain to our audience some of the people that you spoke with and the absolute hell they were going through and didn't know where to get help.
Right. So when I got back in 2009, I got involved in the DOD, Department of Defense's Yellow Ribbon Program. So the Yellow Ribbon Program, is a government-funded program. So they don't need donations. They're government-funded. But what the DOD was seeing is about 13 years ago or so, as initially the reservists coming back from active duty deployments were having some difficulty reacclimating to civilian life, whether they were having major stress, maybe they were drinking too much, maybe they had anger issues. So the DOD, kudos to the DOD, instead of letting that fester, like they basically didn't do much of anything for the World War II troops, Korea, Vietnam. It was suck it up, buttercup, don't talk about what happened, go back to work, nobody's going to understand anyway. Well, about 13 years ago, they saw these issues that the troops were having, so they came up with this Yellow Ribbon program. Now, the Navy calls it Returning Warrior Workshops, which is a weekend event where we invite a service member and a family member, wife, husband, significant other, single sailors can bring a parent to a 4-star hotel. There's a dinner on Friday night, Saturday. There's a series of programs. There's speakers. There's tabletop exercises. Saturday night is a banquet of honor. And then Sunday is more presentations. So basically, it's a weekend to honor the service member and just as important, the family member for their deployment. But through that, they also have breakout sessions. They've got the VA there, the Red Cross there. They have counseling. They have since changed the security counseling requirement. It used to be in the old days, if you did any type of counseling, you had to report that on your security clearance questionnaire. So, of course, a lot of people wouldn't go and talk about their problems because they were worried they were going to lose their clearance.
Right. Sure.
So they changed that. Unless it's court-ordered counseling for domestic issues or violence or something, you can go to marriage counseling. You can say, hey, I just need to talk to somebody, and it's not reported. So during the weekend, we would have these different presentations, and one of the most powerful ones was the telling your story presentation. We had a veteran who would tell their story about their deployment to the group. Then each table, and I was a table facilitator, still am, each table had the opportunity to go around in your own little groups and tell your story. So the service member, you have 5-10 minutes each. It's not required. It's there's what stays in Vegas stays, what goes on in Vegas
right.
stays in Vegas. So, we don't report anything. But the service member talks about what happened during their deployment. The significant other who stayed behind talks about what happened. Usually, everything starts breaking when you left, and I had to do this, and I had to take care of that. And then if there was a parent there, the parent would talk about how they were worried about their son or daughter while they were deployed.
Which can be tremendous emotional
yes.
stress.
So at my table one weekend, we had the single sailor to my right and his father. So we went around the table, and everybody did, like I said, the service member talked about their deployment. The significant other talked about things that happened at home and they were worried about their spouse or their significant other. Then we got to the father and we thought the father was going to do the same thing for the son. Oh, I was really worried about my son. he's deployed. Well, unbeknownst to us, and this is how powerful these weekends are, unbeknownst to us, this gentleman was a four combat tour helicopter pilot from Vietnam. Well, when he started talking, he starts talking about what happened to him 50 years ago. He never had the opportunity to open up.
To let it out.
To let it out. So we were, there wasn't a dry eye at the table because, again, wow, we were expecting him to talk about his son. And he's like, he finally felt comfortable in a situation where he could talk about his experiences. So his son came up to me afterwards and said, that was amazing. I learned stuff about my father that I never knew before. So that's the power of, you know, the Yellow Ribbon Program, Home Base, the organizations that help veterans.
And, you know, you talk about your experience and the things that you saw and experienced, and thank God you and your guys were okay. But the thing that you pointed out is, even unlike other times that you've been deployed into other areas, when you're in an active area like Afghanistan, there are no days off. It's 24/7. And some of the stories similar to what you were talking about that I've heard is, even if they had a fairly successful deployment from the standpoint of nothing bad really happened, we just did our job, they come home, and this is just one example that pops to mind that I heard that really opened my eyes. The guy is like, I'm in the truck with my wife and my kids. We're on our way to Costco, and I know everything's fine, but I cannot help myself when I see a vehicle that's broken down. I look at the back tires to see if it's weighed down. Is there something strange in the road? It's just like that stuff, I guess, it becomes so automatic while you're doing it, it's hard to turn it off.
Yeah, it stays with you, because when you're in a convoy, everybody's getting out of your way. You know, you're driving 50 miles an hour. Everybody's, you know, all the civilian traffic vehicles are getting out of your way. Then you come home and you're in a car and you're going to Costco, and you're like, your traffic is right on top of you. You're wondering why people aren't getting out of your way. And then if you ever saw that movie, The Hurt Locker, there's a scene where the guy is in like a Costco or a Publix buying cereal. Now, when you're in Afghanistan, there's one choice, right? Or Iraq. He's going through a little PTSD because he's having a flashback, basically, because he's looking at this aisle of cereal. I mean, it's the craziest little things. I was in my office when I got back from Afghanistan, and I had to shut my door because I'm listening to people whine and cry about standing in line at the bank, and I wanted to go out there and say, you know, I was just in a place that has no bank.
Right.
I mean, you should thank whoever that you're an American, because, you know, I was in a place where there is no bank, there is no postal system, there is no OSHA safety regulations. There's one paved road that the coalition put in. It was the ring road. It went from Kandahar to Kabul around, you know, made a big circle. Afghanistan's roughly the size of Texas. So, yeah, all that stuff can happen. And then, Stan, you alluded to the, you know, unfortunately, tragically, the suicide rate. People probably have heard this number.
It's disturbingly high.
Roughly 20 people, roughly 20 veterans per day tragically take their own life. Now, when I was talking to Jason from Homebase yesterday, one of the directors from
Southwest Florida. And it just breaks your heart. These are people that went out and did their job in combat situations and then come home and can't handle it.
Yeah, Jason was telling me that of those 20 people, only 65% of them have sought any type of help from whether the VA or any place else.
They think they can go and handle it on their own, and they're in their own nightmare.
Yeah, and he said, and he's a Marine, and he would say how they would have organizations where they would all get together, they would talk about whatever happened in Iraq or Afghanistan, you know, and then it would kind of like open up the old wounds, and then somebody would tragically take their life.
Here's one thing also that I didn't realize, but if you think about it, it makes sense, and the people at home base let me know about this, is that there are veterans all over the United States, but here in Southwest Florida, because so many people come here to retire, there are military bases in Florida, but in our area, Southwest Florida, it's one of the highest concentrations of veteran population in the entire United States.
Right.
There is a large veteran population here, and as you were giving out the percentages of how many people do not seek help, even when they're in total distress,
yep.
This is a key area, and that's why Home Base wants to keep the money here with the donations and to help people right here in Southwest Florida. They got two places. They help people all over the country. Based up in Boston, where the Red Sox are, and Home Base, Southwest Florida.
Right.
And this is the one, and I want to point out, and Captain, you know this as well. Through the month of November, their goal is to raise $100,000 to expand Home Base clinical care in Southwest Florida. And some of that is, funding life-saving clinical care to help provide veterans and service members and their families world-class behavioral health, support, wellness, education, research programs to heal. And you know it. You just talked the invisible wounds
yep.
that are torturing you inside. And so many people, whether it's pride or a lack of knowledge on how to get that help, don't seek it.
Right. We talk about the stigma, and there should be no stigma attached to asking for help. We now have in the military public service announcements from flag officers, generals, and admirals who say, you know, I came back, I needed a little help, I sought out some counseling, you know, hoping that if troops will see the senior officers say that they got a little help, that it's okay for anybody to get the help. Because especially as men, you know, we're taught growing up, tough it out, don't let anybody see your emotions.
Walk it off, son.
Walk it off, build it up. But, you know, the courageous person is the person who says, you know what, I need a little help. Whatever it is, I just need to talk about it, whatever. And who's a leader? Trick question, we're all leaders. So especially in the military, if you're fine, you know, we say with the returning warrior workshops, it's okay not to be okay. But if you're fine, you don't need any help, that's great. But when you go back to your community, you go back to your unit, you go back to your reserve unit, your active duty command, and you see a shipmate, we would say in the Navy, shipmate, battle buddy in the Army, you see a shipmate who's clearly struggling, you know, you owe it to yourself to reach out and try to help that individual.
Captain, thank you very much. We're going to take a break. Yep. Captain Lazaro is going to be staying with us, but we have another special person that is going to be joining us when we come back, and that is Colonel Darren Blatt, Army Special Forces, and he's with the Home Base Intensive Clinical Program.
And
he is something.
Yeah, we could. We're going to interview him, which will be much better. But if we wanted to, we could spend the next half hour just reading off the things that he's done.
You are absolutely correct. If you would like to donate, and we can't stress it enough, this is a very important thing here on Veterans Day as we're teaming up with ABC7 and Home Base. Please donate. Go to 96krock.com. You will see right there on the homepage, Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans. Click it, and it will show you how to donate. Donate any amount that you can. That money will stay in Southwest Florida and help Home Base and their umbrella of organizations help the veterans here in Southwest Florida. Captain, thank you for hanging out today, too.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for inviting me. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll speak with the Colonel when we come back. Stan and Haney.
96 KROQ and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for Home Base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96krock.com.
Stan and Haney, along with Captain Lazaro, retired United States Navy, retired. I remember him when he was a commander. It is Veterans Day. We here at Beasley, 96K Rock, ABC 7, helping out Home Base.
Well, he finally attained such a rank that you no longer refer to him as ensign.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, did you go in as an ensign?
I did, and thank you for saying retired twice.
Yeah, retired.
Yeah. You just want to emphasize that.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
If you would like to donate, and it is so critical, and especially on Veterans Day, and the fantastic work that Home Base does, which was set up by the Boston Red Sox, and they have numerous organizations that help veterans. If you would like to donate, go to 96krock.com, and you'll see right on the homepage the Southwest Florida salutes our veterans and make a donation. I want to bring on a very special person. These and Haney and I were saying, you know, we've interviewed celebrities, athletes. When you interview members of our military, our veterans.
Well, especially a gentleman with this resume.
He is Colonel Darren Blatt, Army Special Forces. He's with the Home Base Intensive Clinical Program. And we'd like to welcome him to the Stan and Haney Show. Colonel, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you for Veterans Day and giving me a chance to talk.
We, and Haney and I, my partner Haney, and by the way, we're also here, and I don't know if you heard it before we got you on the phone, we are also here with Captain John Lazaro, retired U.S. Navy, who was speaking earlier today about our veterans on this Veterans Day. And we could probably go for an hour alone in the places that you have been during your military career, West Point graduate, and one that I will just mention, commander of the Combined Joint Special Operations Command in Afghanistan, multiple tours in the Middle East, including 7 rotations in Afghanistan. He also served in Africa on missions to Mali and Guinea. And can you, right off the bat, with our audience listening right now, explain the importance of Home Base and that organization helping so many veterans right here in Southwest Florida?
I'd be happy to. The Home Base is staffed by world-class medical professionals, and they're dedicated to healing the invisible wounds of war, including post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, military trauma, depression, anxiety, and co-occurring substance abuse. And it is a huge benefit, world-class program that really helps active duty and veterans, folks who have served, who are dealing with the impacts of a career of military service, multiple rotations, and giving them the tools they need to live the life that they want to live.
Can I ask you on a personal level, Colonel, with being a career military person that you are, and so many tours around the country, so many bases, so many places that you went, how was life for you coming back to the United States? I mean, you yourself must feel the effects of being in combat, in war.
Absolutely. You come back. Readjustment is always challenging. There's a movie about a explosive ordnance disposal tech. The name of the movie escapes me right now, but there's a scene where he is he's in a supermarket and trying to make those decisions, and readjustment is always.
We were just talking, Colonel. We were just talking. Captain Lazaro, say hi to the Colonel. And you were just talking about that movie.
Hi, Colonel. Thanks for coming on today. Yeah, the Hurt Locker. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, the Hurt Locker.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Hurt Locker. And it's an adjustment. And you go from a super adrenaline-charged environment where you're constantly on the go, constantly making decisions, where a extreme bias for action is good, and you want to get violent quickly in some cases, and you go to a... back to a civilian environment, and that is you miss the adrenaline and responses which are really good in a combat and environment and are make you successful in missions and are good for survival. You can't necessarily you just can't do that in the civilian world, and that's not the appropriate those aren't the appropriate responses. And the home base is a great organization because it really does provide you a set of toolkits to take a breath, to come up with better responses, and then the whole array of handling the whole array of emotions and coming back. And for those who are active duty and are trying to get themselves back to being ready to go again if they need be, it gets you to, at least for me, it gets you to that level.
It's got to be a special person that can successfully manage that and turn it on and off.
I think so, and I think every time you go back, every deployment, I think it probably, just from personal experience, it gets a little bit more difficult each time you come back.
Really? Explain that a little more. I mean, I can understand that, but to your level, I can't. With the amount of tours that you have done in your military career, each time it becomes a little bit more difficult.
I think so. I think each time you go back, and I have more time at overseas and in conflict zones than I do in, you know, in high school or college. It gets a little bit tougher to make that adjustment. At least in my personal case, I came back. I wasn't. I was social, a little bit socially isolating. My responses, I didn't like. Being angry, so I reached out. I reached out to a civilian friend of mine who got me in touch with the home base, and what a great resource. And to the point where, you know, I really want to, on Veterans Day, talk to folks about it and make sure folks understand that there are just tremendous amount of great resources out there that you can get amazing results from. With wonderful providers, and the only thing you got to do is step forward and say, "Look, I need to get some help."
And that's one thing that I want to ask you, Colonel. And by the way, we're speaking with Colonel Darren Blatt, U.S. Army Special Forces, with home base. And I somebody's listening right now, Colonel. And they're saying, "I the home base sounds great. All the facilities that are available to get the help you need. It's taking that first step." Now, if somebody's listening to us right now, and they're saying, "All right, how do I do this?" You went through a friend that convinced you. Give home base a call. Somebody's sitting in their car right now in traffic. They're at home. They're still at work in their cubicle, and they're suffering right now. What's the first step that they need to do to get the help that they need?
Well, for home base, the website is homebase.org, and I would just go to the website and see what they offer for the program and get in touch with them through that website, and they will they're wonderful folks, and they will take care of the rest.
Fantastic. On a personal level, I saw a picture of you online with former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, and you were surveying the situation. I believe it was in Afghanistan with him. How do you, as a lifelong military person, and this is just your, I'd love to hear your answer to this, balance the political end of things versus the reality of what's on the ground and what you're seeing? You're in the unique position in your career when you kind of had to balance that.
Yeah, you know, I first of all, politicians, with Speaker Ryan, who was a really exceptional person, and that was a great trip to Afghanistan. I think you got to separate the whatever the policy is from what your mission is. And your job as a military person is to do the very best you can with that mission, to the very best of your ability. And then, the policy is whatever that policy is. And, but our job, and I think anybody who served in Afghanistan can be happy that we did the very best that we could. And then even today, you know, we're still trying to help out our former Afghan allies and their families.
Boy, I hope we can. I hope we can do something for them, Colonel. There were a lot of people that we promised that we would get out of there, And I know a lot of veterans that we have spoken with have been very upset over the past couple of months because we're leaving behind people that we promised that we would get out of there. And I want as much support in that as possible, as I know so many people do, as I know you do.
Absolutely, 100%. And I think if you served over there and you didn't feel devastated by the end result, there's probably something wrong, and that's okay. But I think, and like I said before, we did our job. We did it to the best of our ability, and there are still opportunities out there to go help our former allies get out, and those who are out, there are some great opportunities to help them. So.
Anger. You talked about anger, and this is the last time I'm going to I'll linger on this topic. With what has happened, and you talk about when people have served and they come home and the frustration and the anger level, people that I have spoken with right now, that anger level, because of what has happened in the past few months, has increased because so many people such as yourself and thousands of others are at a frustration level wondering, we did the best job we possibly could. And we left it in a very poor situation, and the anger level with people that gave the ultimate sacrifice, and those that came back after multiple tours, that anger level's increasing right now.
I think for some it is, and you know, you've got a responsibility to take care of you, and whatever that anger is, don't let it get the better of you. And if you need to talk to somebody, you've got a responsibility still, I think, to try to continue to serve, whether you're in uniform or out of uniform, and continue to try to help in whatever way you can. And, I'm here today, and, I appreciate the time to plug the home base as a great resource for a veteran who may be dealing with those anger issues for a variety of reasons. What happened in Afghanistan could just be one of them, but there's a whole array of
sure.
of reasons, and there's a whole array of really good resources that are out there. And this is not a condition that just affects young soldiers. This affects mid-career soldiers, older soldiers, and servicemen.
Colonel, we were talking about that with Captain Lazaro because he goes to these warrior.
Right, Colonel, you're probably familiar with the DOD's Yellow Ribbon program, and the
yes,
and the they have the weekends for the service member and the spouse. And Navy refers to it as the Returning Warrior Workshop, but it's a whole weekend of events talking about things. It's okay not to be okay. The courageous person is the person that asks for help, and there's nothing wrong with that. And then I'm sure you've seen the PSAs, public service announcements with the flag officers saying that they needed some help in the hopes that the troops would also do the same.
Yeah, I think that's great, and I think it's really important for folks to speak out if they need help and if they got help. I think. I look back at some of my sports coaches, and most of them, or a lot of them, were veterans, and they were they were self-medicating with alcohol, heavily, and we didn't realize it at the time. And they're Vietnam veterans, and they didn't have the resources that we have.
The captain was speaking with us at these places. They were talking about returning. Afghanistan people who served in Afghanistan, but he was talking about one time where one of the fathers of a returning veteran started to speak, and everybody thought he was going to talk about his son. And then right there, he was a Vietnam veteran, and he kept it bottled up for 45 years, and it started spilling out.
Yep.
And he kept it bottled up for all that time, and not knowing back then different, but how you can get help.
Very powerful to talk about what's going on. And, Colonel, as you know, there's certainly no stigma attached to saying you might need a little help.
Yeah.
Well, Colonel, I want to thank you for all that you've done.
Absolutely.
For the United States of America. And as far as anger about Afghanistan, I hope one thing is blindingly clear to everyone. Afghanistan was not a military failure. It was policy. And yep. You guys, like you said earlier, you guys are following orders, whatever they may be.
Yes, yes. And whatever that policy is, you know, we are here. We did our mission, and we serve in support of that policy. And you know, you can't affect it. You don't need to really. You can be angry by it. However, you know, we got to trust that that's in the best interest of the nation.
But at the same time, like you said, we should take pride in that the job was done.
Yep.
100%. 100%.
Colonel,
and soldiers that serve.
We want to thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for coming on and speaking about home base and how this is available to anybody that has served and their families, and how they can get help. And on this special Veterans Day, we all here want to thank you for your service. Thank you so much, Colonel.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.
There he goes. That is Colonel Darren Blatt, Special Army Special Forces. And you looked at his resume.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we could have spent an entire show going on where this guy's been.
Absolutely.
He's done it all. We probably couldn't talk about any of it.
Yeah. The real deal. Yeah.
Again, if you'd like to donate to home base, that's why we're doing this today. And to help our veterans who need help. And they cover so many things, and it's all no cost to the veteran and their families. Please go to 96krock.com, click on the icon where you will see Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans, and please, whatever amount, make a donation. It is going to stick and stay here in Southwest Florida, and there are so many people, veterans, that are really lost right now or need medical care, you can help. And you're going to hang around for a little while?
I will. Thank you. It's an honor.
Still to come on the show, we're going to be speaking. We'll go up a little bit. We'll speak to a Brigadier General coming up in about 40 minutes or so.
You know what? Just before we take the break,
yeah.
Wasn't it interesting that Captain Lazaro and the Colonel
both reference the same movie.
Same scene in the movie.
Yeah, because if both of you are referencing it,
right.
That scene was real.
Very powerful. That was a powerful movie.
So. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
96K-Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for home base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96krock.com.
Stan and Haney, still to come on the show, we will be joined by Brigadier General Hammond. Tell us about home base and the need to raise funds here in Southwest Florida. Home base.
Now, was he one of the founders of home base?
Or? He is. He's one of the big wheels at home base. He is. Let me find his deal, because he is one of the heavy hitters.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you had it in front of you.
I did have it in front of me, and he is General Jack Hammond, retired. He is the executive director of home base.
Okay.
And so he is very knowledgeable in what home base does and why they need the funds. And their goal is to raise $100,000 throughout the month of November to expand a home base clinical care here in Southwest Florida. World-class behavioral health care, support, wellness, education, research programs to heal the invisible wounds, including PTSD, and also traumatic brain injury. A lot of people, they get some roadside bomb goes off, they get it in the head. And home base, with no cost, helps these people. And if you would like to donate, go to 96krock.com. You'll see right there on the homepage the Southwest Florida Salute to Our Veterans. Click that on, and you'll see right there where to donate. Any amount, greatly appreciated. Captain Lazaro is with us, a veteran of Afghanistan.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you for your support.
You, I noticed, because you're hanging out with us today, you made a couple of little observations that have been really bothering
you. No, here's the thing. Because this is the longest that I've ever been in the studio, because usually I'm here, you know, for 10 minutes or so for the Stan and Haney Draft Fund presentation. So I'm here. So, and I'm kind of analyzing and looking with an eye for the military. You know, Stan, I would say, like on my ship, Stan, you're kind of the commanding officer. You're running the board.
Yeah.
You're kind of like in the control station over here. Haney's the ex, you know, the XO, the exec. And on the ship, as department heads and division officers, we had certain things that we had to do every day. We had to have things prepared. We had to have things on a daily basis that were regularly occurring things. Like, for instance, we had what are called 8 o'clock reports. Every day, each department had to have their report of what happened during the day at 8 o'clock. We would present them to the executive officer. Then he would present it to the commanding officer. So, okay,
I noticed you were getting frustrated.
Yeah. Well, my question is, you sat there and you said to Junior, can I have the traffic report? And I'm thinking, is that a new segment on the show?
No, we've been doing that for years.
And don't you do several different times of traffic reports?
Yes, we do.
So in my eye, I would say, wouldn't the support staff, because I was logistics, so we supported the command. Why isn't the traffic report already in front of you so that it's not something that you have to stress out about?
Good point. This is
as the commanding officer of the radio station, why isn't the traffic report already there?
Yeah.
You know,
you were
telling
me about
new
hand-holding.
Well, is it something new? I mean, how many times do you have to ask for the traffic report? What is the number one goal for the producer, too?
Always make the hosts look good.
Okay, so that's just one man's opinion. So, thank you for letting me vent that.
No problem. No problem.
Okay.
Yep. Well,
Junior, do you care?
That's just what you could see in a brief period of time.
Yeah, just a brief period
of
time.
I'd like to spend more time here on a regular basis.
Get it squared away.
Would you like to retort?
Thank you for your service.
He seems to say that every time we have a conversation.
I think what Junior means to say is welcome to the store.
Welcome to the store. I appreciate all your text messages, by the way, every day.
Yes, sir.
Know?
Yes, sir. That's but didn't, really Roger nice that. Kind. But didn't D-Train already have the reports on your
always
panel?
Oh, okay.
Of course. Right, here it comes.
Okay, so anyway.
Thank you for your service.
Not only
thank you for your support.
Not only, Captain, would the traffic report there would also be a cup of coffee to Stan's specifications.
A fresh cup of coffee to my specifications. And you know my specifications.
Yes, yes. Or maybe like for anybody that's visiting, maybe a backup water already there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
Yeah, I asked you if you wanted another water.
Well,
but again,
Captain.
Why ask? Why wouldn't
you should be
why,
there.
Why wouldn't you just bring it in?
Yeah.
And then if I want to turn it down, then I have the opportunity to say, oh, thank you, I don't need it. You can't win.
I can't win. No matter what I do.
When I would come here when D-Train was here, he always supplied drinks.
Oh, you love you some D-Train.
And
no,
other than water, how about maybe a soda?
Soda would be nice.
Like a caffeinated beverage.
So what you'd
too
like.
Too early for convivials, but you know, maybe even a diet soda.
What
you know
you'd like is to have several options that you have to turn down.
Exactly. Again, coming from the support logistics part of the Navy.
Right, you see
options. If we only served water on a ship, we have some angry sailors.
Yeah.
You know, we had options for them.
Yeah.
Well, would you describe it as a crying shame?
Certainly a shame. I don't know about the crying part. Oh, there's the traffic.
Traffic brought to you by our friends at Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Got my traffic right here.
Yep.
Yeah, there's your report, sir.
Yep, that I had to ask for.
Yep.
But it was buried, and what you had to look for.
Yeah. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 143. And one more for you. It's a crash in Lehigh Acres. It's on Sunshine Boulevard North and 12th Street West.
So Stan. It's 4:17 now, Stan. When is the next traffic report?
Next traffic report will be in about another 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, there you go.
All right, just remind me.
Captain, may I offer you something to drink?
I'm okay right now, but thank you for the offer.
I appreciate it. Because I would have delegated that immediately.
Definitely. And it would have come when I left.
So, you know, anyway. I asked.
He did ask.
I asked.
He did ask.
If you wanted water.
But one of the other staff members, the gentleman that walked me in, had already asked.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
No, Mother said, just you handed you one.
Yeah, Mother. Oh, is that Mother? Yeah. Yeah. And I said, thank you. Thank you for asking, but I'm okay.
A soft drink, a coffee.
Yeah, a coffee would be nice. Decaf.
Yeah.
Maybe an espresso.
A Sanka.
A Sanka would be good. Yeah. A Nescafe.
Yeah, let's get D-Train on the phone.
Mocha latte.
A Fresca, like in Caddyshack, a Fresca.
Here's Haney with headlines. This is what's coming up with Mark Haney in the news.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
We have a list of Veterans Day discounts for our veterans.
Okay.
And we can't list them all, but we'll tell you how you can find them all. One in five remote workers, you know, because COVID.
Yeah.
Admit they have been under the influence of something during a Zoom call.
Sure. Captain, you care to admit what you have been under when you have to do a call?
No, it's during the day talking to clients, so we're just on coffee, never-ending supply.
A customer's soup was too hot for their liking, so the customer did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Threw it in the cashier's face.
I heard about that one.
Fat face.
And finally, I'm going to tell you right now, even though it may sound this way, no, this isn't from the Kyle Rittenhouse case, but a lawyer was arrested for dropping his pants in the courthouse.
Oh, my God.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we have a little laughter around here today? It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Match.com has released its yearly Singles in America survey.
Ah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
great things about being single.
Top great things about being single.
Well, obviously, don't have to share the prize in your breakfast cereal. That bottle of wine you order at dinner is all yours, muchacho. Cats love to cuddle.
Oh, they don't, they though? Right, Junior?
Not your cat.
Not mine. He is so on guard right now because the captain is in here.
Yeah, I can't defend myself. Like,
That's right, you can't defend in front of a captain. You cannot.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job, Junior.
Thank you, Captain.
No.
Thank you for your service. Yep.
Thank you for your support. Sorry about that, folks. I always wanted to say that.
Thank you, Captain.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You now believe you have a shot at Kim Kardashian, because, hey, look who she's with now.
And I'm so excited. Upward Bound! Yes!
Yeah!
And finally, the very top great thing about being single.
Yes.
Now you know who to yell at for leaving the toilet seat up.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
And then
4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Let me get my emails in order here.
D-Train would have had those already.
Yes, he would have. Oh, I'm missing one.
Well, this is a very busy day, and a lot of different papers that Stan is trying his best to keep in order.
I got it.
You know what they say about excuses?
Yep.
They all stink.
I thought they said excuses are like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't include that.
Right, good,
part.
Good.
Yeah. Family show.
I'm sorry, I must have assumed...
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
What happens when you assume?
From The Odd Couple. Can you say that first part?
Yeah.
Out of you and me?
Yeah, you make an ass out of you and me.
Remember that episode of The Odd Couple?
I didn't know it was in The Odd Couple. I knew that since I was in, like, grammar school.
Tony Randall? Jack Klugman?
I'm aware of it.
Isn't it amazing that that's the lesson we remember from grammar school?
Yep. When we assume. This is from Paula. Who is very well aware of Haney's altercation, well, frustration with a Crown Vic. Haney yesterday was in front of a Crown Vic, and he was not quite too sure if it was a unmarked police car or a civilian. He assumed correctly that he always assumed this, that it is a police car if it's not good. But he did his full stop and turned... Instead of that California rolling stop, and the Crown Vic behind him got mad, slapped the dash, and Haney was just asking a normal question. Who in their right mind, other than a police officer or old person, drives a Crown Vic?
Now, see, if it had been a marquee, I'd have been fine.
Or some of them you see with the police lights still attached.
Oh, yeah, those auction cars.
Yeah, the auction cars.
Paula writes, ahoy, guys. So that Crown Vic is a regular in San Carlos Park. The owner used to manage a hardware store. He fits the description you gave, Haney. Big, bald, and mad looking.
Mm-hmm.
I can just picture him pounding that steering wheel. That a-hole fired my husband. Although I am sure he deserved it. I had a smile on my face just picturing Haney's reaction. Love you guys. Been listening since 1989. Signed, Paula.
Thank you. I mean, the whole thing could have been avoided. We both wanted the same thing. So if he had had something on that car that let me know he wasn't a cop, I would have rolled right through the light.
Maybe Sergeant Blunden could open an investigation.
he is fascinated with the Crown Victoria.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I want to say thank you to every veteran, no matter when you served. I, for one, will be eternally grateful for all of your sacrifices to yourself, your families. Some gave their lives, which was the ultimate sacrifice to all who served, from the fight to a new nation to our latest warriors. You have earned the respect of a nation and this old patriot, and I'll add old. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back... Yes?
Mentioned yesterday, the Marine Corps is older than the country, and The Guardian is older than the...
I don't know about that. I think you're right on that, though. when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Army Brigadier General Jack Hammond. Have we ever had a general on the show before?
Uh-oh.
A brigadier general?
Almost.
Almost.
Now, this
person... Oh, Jaeger.
This general's the same rank, so be careful.
I'm fine. This guy
is... No flashbacks.
General Hammond, good cause. General Jaeger, pain in my ass. And from what I hear, everybody he came into contact with...
Well, he's the worst kind... Because we've heard that he would go into restaurants expecting to be comped.
Correct. With that, and bringing his wife and friends and comp me.
Speaking of comp, a cup of coffee would be nice.
Sure, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
That'd really hit the spot.
Yeah, it would.
Wake you up.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for home base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96krock.com.
Stan and Haney, we're going to get you updated on traffic here very quickly, and then we will welcome to the show Army Brigadier General Jack Hammond, retired. He is the executive director of Home Base. Let's get ourselves updated on traffic very quickly. Just one thing on the board. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. As I said, one thing on the board. Fort Myers, it's a crash. I-75 northbound at Colonial Boulevard. And you are up to date. Got another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. It is an honor to have this person on the phone with us. He is the executive director of Home Base. It is Army Brigadier General Jack Hammond, retired general. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Well, thank you both for having me today.
We are also here on this Veterans Day, General. We have our dear friend and veteran, Captain John Lazaro, retired United States Navy. He is in the studio with us as well.
Hi, General. Thanks for coming on today, sir.
Great to see you, Captain.
Thank you.
First of all, and please allow me to do this so that our audience can know a little bit about you. General Hammond commanded Task Force Yankee as the senior U.S. commander for Kabul Province and was responsible for a multinational security force of 3,000 personnel, providing security support for 11 U.S. installations and 10,000 coalition members, conducting counterinsurgency operations, humanitarian assistance, and area support missions. He has...
That's a big job.
That would be a biggie. a Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit with Oak Leaf Cluster, Bronze Star, Army Recommendation Commendation Medal for Valor with Oak Leaf Cluster, French Medal of National Defense, Bulgarian Medal of Mission Support. General, I cannot say, and we're all in this room, thank you so much for your service, and we salute you on this Veterans Day.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
First of all, being that you are the executive director of Home Base, let's start with the basic question. How did you, a brigadier general, get involved with such a great cause, Home Base?
Well, it's after I made a decision to retire from the Army, I had served for about 31 years. I was on 60 days leave before I picked up my next assignment. And after a long conversation with my wife, I realized 31 years was enough for me and I wanted to try something new. And I was looking at different options when I was approached by someone associated with the Red Sox and Home Base at the time, and they suggested I throw my hat in the ring. The Red Sox were looking for a retired admiral or general to lead this program that was in its third year. And, you know, it's an amazing program, as you can imagine. And so, frankly, as someone who right at that point in my life was starting to see the epidemic of suicide and our veterans take off, someone who's experienced the impact of post-traumatic stress and some of the other challenges associated with our service and the impact on our families, I couldn't think of anything more important that I'd rather commit myself to, and I agreed to do it for 3 years. And that was almost 10 years ago.
Wow. And I've been stressing this. This was something started by the Red Sox with an umbrella of so many other services available to veterans who may be suffering in one way, shape, or form, both physically and mentally, their families, and a way to get help. I know up in Massachusetts, Home Base is big there, but being that this is the spring home of the Boston Red Sox, and the Sox are so involved in our area for a good
portion of our spring and summer. They have a home base Southwest Florida, and I want to stress that people that are donating today, General, it stays in our area, which has a super high concentration of veterans and veterans that need help, so that if people do donate, they know their money is staying here.
That's correct. And what we did, we spent a lot of time down in the Southwest Florida region, and one of our one of your local legends, one of my personal heroes, is a four-star general, General Fred Franks. He was the first general officer to continue service as an amputee after sacrificing a leg in combat. And General Franks and I had a very candid conversation about what could we do? What could we do with home base to kind of extend the reach of the program down in the Southwest Florida area? And because what we had down there was a community of support. And that's not something you have everywhere. And when you have that, you've got a lot to work with. And so we started with some wellness-based programs because those were easy. You don't need to have, you know, the whole medical licensing thing came into play because the Mass General license, we draw all our clinical resources from Harvard Medical School, Mass General Hospital. And so we have some of the best access to some of the best resources.
But you can't
bring those down to Florida because Florida is a whole separate part of the country and they has its own capabilities. And so what we decided to do is start focusing on wellness-based stuff. And we created a series of programs that were wellness-based, a fitness program, a wellness-based program, a mind-body medicine program. All of these programs were extremely helpful for veterans at one level. But the other piece to it is we're able to fly any of those veterans up to Boston for our two-week intensive clinical program where we compress 2 years of clinical therapy for some of the most injured folks, get a 60% reduction in the symptoms, then we return them home. The challenge we had was then on the clinical side, again, on now what? Because we couldn't find any providers where Southwest Florida lies halfway between Florida and Tampa where the two VA hospitals are.
Correct.
So we worked with some local partners down there at the Lee Memorial Health System, and the CEO there embraced the opportunity we presented where we would take some of their clinicians, bring them up to Boston to MGH Harvard, train them in trauma therapy for these invisible wounds, and then we would locally raise money and purchase 50% of their salaries so they could deliver this evidence-based care that was much needed in the community at no cost to the veteran.
That is amazing.
So now we've got just such an ecosystem of clinical care at the local level. We've created local capability so that anybody that has a trauma-related injury can receive care over at the Lee Health System. And we've expanded to the David Lawrence Center over in Naples. And we've got some work going on over in Tampa right now because Tampa General wants to get involved with us, and they've already created a wellness-based program. So we're working with the Florida legislature to try and get more of this so that we can get the funding and the care that these veterans have richly deserve and have earned through their service and sacrifice.
So many of them are afraid to ask for help, and then you wonder if you're reaching out and asking for help, am I going to the right place? The thing with home base, and as you've talked about how it has expanded here in Southwest Florida and the training that they get, if a veteran or a family member reaches out to home base, they are getting the best possible services and cares by highly trained people, and it is so important as far as their confidence goes, knowing they're getting the best.
Well, can you imagine anybody going to see an orthopedic surgeon for stage 4 colon cancer?
Right.
Not that they're not smart people, that's not their skills. Or a pediatrician, a straight-up general practicer for a complicated cancer or brain injury. And as we look at it, this is how serious the stakes are. The stakes are high. We've had 3 million men and women serve in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past two decades. 1.8 million of them now have some type of permanent disability, and a lot of that is their mental health and traumatic brain injury. We've lost 7,000 to combat, but we lost 30,000 of these veterans from 9/11 to suicide. And so if you don't get the right care, there's a good chance you could take your life, because what happens is these young men and women will get care from the wrong person and then think they're broken because they didn't get better. And it wasn't that the clinician's a bad person. They just don't have the tools in the tool bag for the job. And so what we try and do is build capability where the training is given. They get certified in the trauma therapy so they can deliver the best care, as you mentioned, that's out there.
Hey, General, this is Captain Lazar. I just wanted to comment. I was talking yesterday with home base local director Jason Cooper, and he you know, we knew that 20 veterans per day commit suicide. He mentioned also, which I did not know, that of those 20, only 45% of them seek additional care, whether it's from the VA or the other sources. So, you know, more than half never bothered to try to get help, and tragically then took their own lives.
Well, and that's a big fact, that there's a big misperception that the VA has got this under control. And this isn't a slam on the VA. Since, for the past 50 years, roughly 20% of all veterans will receive any kind of care at the VA. And so if you have 20 million, you're only going to see roughly 4 million actually get care at the VA. And we saw how overwhelmed they were after 9/11 when the post-9/11 veterans were going there. Imagine if it went from 20% to 75%. They'd be swamped. And they don't have the resources. And there's a million and one reasons why they're in trouble. And they're not my problem to solve. You know what I mean? That's a whole of government situation. But that's why the private sector has stepped up in many ways to try and rectify this. That's why the Red Sox and Mass General took this pledge. And together, you know, they've raised more than $100 million to pay for veteran care over the past decade.
And I think it's important to note, you know, especially with the deployments over the past 20 years on an all-volunteer force and these people coming home, these are people of quality. These are people the country can't afford to lose.
Well, so a point, you know, I hate to be the factoid guy here, but not many people realize this fact that today, and I belong to an organization of 600 retired admirals and generals that are advocating for better early childhood development and food and all that stuff. Because right now, only one out of every four young people from 18 to 34 meet the minimum requirements to become a private in the United States Army. 75% do not meet the minimum eligibility requirements.
Wow. Today.
And so when you go back to this,
that's
this
shocking.
Group that we do have, it's upsetting. It's a national security issue. And that's why people find it funny, you know, strange when generals and admirals go down to state legislatures and talk about early childhood development. They're like, why are you getting involved in this? And we explain to them, this is a national security crisis. If there's a full mobilization like World War II, we don't have the people. And so as we look at this, and that group of people that served, the 3 million that volunteered, raised their right hand, right? They represent the top 25th percentile of the American population. They've been screened for mental health issues, physical mm-hmm. health issues, et cetera. But they're dying, the 18 to 34-year-olds are dying three times greater to suicide than their non-veteran partners, peers, males. And on females, they are dying at the rate of twice. They're females that aren't in the military.
That is amazing. That is amazing because you're taking the cream of the crop, and they yep. come back and they feel they're damaged, and you have a suicide rate that is that incredibly high with our most valuable citizens.
Yeah, this is urgent.
This is terribly urgent. And General, I wanted to ask you one more thing, because we've spoken with Captain Lazaro today. We had Colonel Blatt on with us earlier today. And so much of the talk, because it's the time that we're living in now, with people that served in Afghanistan or in Iraq. But explain to especially maybe older veterans that these services are available. Maybe there's some Vietnam veterans, the first Gulf Wars. The home base can help them, too, that they may have been repressing stuff for decades.
That's correct. And so in 2017, we made a corporate decision. I'm using those air quotes there. And it was just me talking to the leadership saying it's time to basically open our program up from a post-9/11 program to an all-combat era program. And for the right reasons, they did this. They weren't, you know, we didn't have a lot of money when they started, and you just couldn't, you know, open up the floodgates to everybody. And my predecessor had been a combat surgeon with the Marines in Vietnam, and he's the one that said, listen, we got to start with the kids. And once we get that straight and we know we have funding, we can advance it. So by 2017, we opened up to all combat areas. So we have seen Vietnam vets come to our two-week program, and they are welcome. And we thought, well, how's it going to gel with these? You know, how's a 72-year-old guy going to gel with a 26-year-old guy? And it's like Forrest Gump said, like peas and carrots. They all went to Fort Benning, or they all went to Camp Lejeune, or down in San Diego. And they all know the same. You know, within 5 minutes, now immediately there's the ribbing about the old man and the, you know, wet behind the ears kid kind of stuff. But we had a Navy SEAL came through. It was the first Vietnam vet, and he had 2 silver stars and 4 Purple Hearts.
Whew, wow.
Nobody was questioning his bona fides.
No, sir. No, sir. Captain, you have a question for the general?
Well, I think one of the initial issues to overcome, because I do a lot of work, sir, with the DOD's Yellow Ribbon Program. I'm sure you're familiar with that program.
Yep.
Where we have the warriors come for weekend events, is overcoming that stigma to ask for help. You know, to encourage them. It's okay not to be okay. And if you see your shipmates or your battle buddies, encourage them to get help. And we're taught, especially as men, we're taught, don't talk about it, suck it up, buttercup, go back to work. You're tough. Don't show any emotions. But the courageous person is the person that comes forward and says, you know what, maybe I do need a little help. Maybe I do need to talk to somebody. And that's, and I know they changed the security clearance requirements several years ago regarding that. So we encourage more people to just step forward and say, maybe I do need a little help.
Well, to be clear, I had to get my own help back in 2006. My wife made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Right.
And I had been banged up pretty bad over in Iraq. I had back-to-back tours to Afghanistan and Iraq in 2002 and 2003. And I spent 6 months in fighting in Fallujah. And I didn't realize what went on with myself. But right. I had issues. My wife was a nurse and a hell of a lot smarter than I am. And finally, she just said, you know, is this a, you know, you got to get help, or you got to go stay someplace else until you get help.
Yep.
And I went begrudgingly, but it was the best thing I ever did, because you wouldn't try and heal a fractured ankle.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's just an injury. It's an injury that requires some medical assistance. And once you get the care, so we now operate a program for special operations warriors. SEAL Team 6 medical team came up to us and asked us to put this together. We had already had a brain injury program in place, and we rolled it out. We told them we'd pilot 15 of these special operators, and we ended up doing 70. We've now done 200, and we have 300 in the pipeline.
Awesome.
And every one of them, as they come in, they have to self-evaluate their PTSD, and 100% of them don't have it.
Right.
And all then, right, sure.
When they get their evaluations, 100% of them have it.
General, we're running a little bit short on time right now, but I do want to ask you, our job today here at the radio station and on our show is to raise funds, help raise funds, and to let people know how they can donate and the services that are available. And I asked this with our previous guest. If there's a veteran listening to us right now in their car or at home, and they want to go and contact you guys and to get some help, how do they go about doing it?
The best way right now is homebase.org. And then there's a button, you say connect to care. We try and keep it as simple as we can.
Wow.
And then and then once they get a hold of us, we'll sort through whether they need to come to the two-week program up in Boston, or we place them in outpatient care down in Southwest Florida.
That's amazing, and it is so simple. You just got to take that big first step.
That's right.
That's the hardest thing they can do, and we want to try and make that step as easy as possible once they've made the decision.
Well, you know, and we've found over the years that these are great people we're talking about.
Yep.
And they're also the last people on earth that would think to ask for help, and we got to convince
that's
them.
Correct.
Yeah. General Jack Hammond, Executive Director of Home Base, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thank you for your service to this country, and thank you so much on this Veterans Day.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
General.
There he goes. I like that guy. That guy. You were a little. Were you a little nervous?
No, not me. But I was worried about you.
Not me.
I think they made a very wise hire there.
They sure did. Again, if you'd like to donate to Home Base, you just heard the general. Go to 96krock.com. You'll see right on the website, Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans. Click that on, and you have the ability to just click on donate. Any amount is needed, whatever you can afford. But please do it. It's Veterans Day, and we need to help them all year long. But today, let's focus on that and help them.
And if you're a veteran, the general did tell you how easy it is to seek out some help.
Yep.
And please do that. Don't worry about any stigma attached to that. There's nothing wrong with asking for help.
We're going to take a break. Mark Haney in the news is next. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Veterans of the blue and the gray, I accept this monument in the spirit of brotherhood and peace.
There can be no greater service to our country and no source of pride more real.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars.
As our forces fight, they and their families are in our prayers.
The brave Americans serving our nation today in the Persian Gulf, in Somalia, and wherever else they stand are testament to our resolve.
They deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them.
So thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
96 K-Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for Home Base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96krock.com.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, as we honor our veterans today, we'd like to once again thank Captain Lazaro for joining us this afternoon, Colonel Darren Blatt, and General Jack Hammond. As we are asking for donations today for Home Base, which helps our local veterans get the much needed care after serving our country. A lot of them have mental and physical issues. They need a place to go to get help. And the Red Sox and Home Base have really done it up right. And we would like you to donate.
You know, we've learned a lot about Home Base today. And if nothing else, we've learned that they have very capable people in charge that fully understand the problem. Yep. And what needs to be done.
Go to 96krock.com and click on, it's not hard to find, it's right there, Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans. And there will be an icon there how you can make a donation of whatever amount you want to Home Base Southwest Florida. Greatly appreciated. Obviously, today, Veterans Day, we're focusing on that. They need our assistance all year long. So if you have donated, thank you so much. If you're thinking about it, please do it. Please do it. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, we've got one thing on the board right now, and it is in Estero. It is a crash, Estero Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. We have one more traffic update for you in about 20, 25 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, November 11th.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
You know, I know our own Junior is fond of taking a crawfish and putting that on a cracker.
Put that on a cracker, dude.
He's proud of that way he says that.
Yeah. Because he's this guy on YouTube he follows.
Yeah. And he thinks he sounds real Cajun. He's almost copying him exactly.
Yeah.
I'm money, dude.
Probably won't come as a great surprise that 90% of all crawfish consumed in the United States is a proud product of Louisiana, dude. Put that on
Louisiana.
A cracker. Put that on a cracker.
Put that on a cracker, dude.
I love a crawfish po' boy. Delish.
Now, what country imports the most live crawfish from the United States?
Which country?
Yes.
I don't know. Who?
Crawfish is...
Japan.
It's an export product.
Japan.
Way off.
South Korea.
Way off.
China.
Way off.
Who?
Sweden.
Sweden?
They love it. They can't get enough of it, Stan.
They're mini lobsters. They're closer to a lobster than a shrimp.
Well, yeah.
It's like a mini lobster. Throw that thing on a toasted roll, po' boy. Ha!
Or
you could throw that on a sail cracker, dude.
Jesus, jeez.
That really resonated with him.
Now that's money.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what registers with him. That's hardwired now into his brain.
Mm-hmm.
I say it in my sleep.
When you look down at your phone, doctors have determined the amount of pressure on your spine is the equivalent of placing a 60-pound weight on your neck.
Gee, that explains Junior's posture.
Yeah, so if you do that an hour a day, it adds up.
Yeah.
And you might end up with a bit of a problem down the line.
A little crick in the neck.
Put that on a crack-a-doo. Has there ever been a time on the game show Wheel of Fortune where the answer to the puzzle was Wheel of Fortune?
You know they have to have done that. You know they have to have done that.
How many times do you think they've done it?
I would say they probably, Wheel of Fortune's been on, what, like 25 years?
It's been more than that.
Well, yeah, Woolery initially hosted it.
Mm-hmm.
And since the 80s. Let's say 40 years. Four times.
It has only happened once.
Oh.
It happened April 2nd, 2001. Not before, not since.
Hmm. About time they do it again.
It is Veterans Day. And there are a lot of discounts to be had today if you are a veteran.
Yeah, as we're coming towards the end of the day, dinner time, Please, if you're a veteran, take advantage of these. What do they got?
Outback will give you free Bloomin' Onions to veterans.
Ooh.
And also a free Coke. Starbucks is running its annual Veterans Day special, where veterans, active duty military, and military spouses get a free small hot coffee. Dunkin' is giving out free donut to veteran, no purchase necessary. Krispy Kreme offering donut and coffee.
Ah, look at that. They one-upped them.
Other restaurants offering deals for vets today include Olive Garden, Buffalo Wild Wings, IHOP, Texas Roadhouse, Denny's, Applebee's, California Pizza Kitchen, Chili's, and Hooters. And many other chains have some sort of deal. If you want to see the full slate of discounts, there's a website called Noji.
Would you like a light on so you can see that? I know your eyes are getting
bad. I may have to. Well, it's because the print was light on that.
There we go.
Okay, where was I? It's K-N-O-J-I, Noji.com. It has a search engine that only searches for military discounts if you want to get them all.
Update for you, and I saw this story this morning. I think we talked about it earlier in the week, the possibility, because the governor, well, we call him President DeSantis, would like In-N-Out Burger to come to Florida. It was announced today
that would be a dream come
that
true.
The powers that be with In-N-Out Burger declined. They confirmed that they actually, the CEO of In-N-Out Burger, had a conversation with Governor DeSantis. The governor expressed to him that we would love you to maybe expand from California into Florida.
Because we have palm trees, too.
And I guess the powers that be at In-N-Out Burger said, thank you, but no. So it will be a little while yet before In-N-Out starts building stores around here. And I know you love an In-N-Out.
Oh, I do. But, I mean, I can see their point with the state of logistics today. Probably not the time to stretch your supply chain clear across the country. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, been a lot of remote meetings and things of that nature because COVID.
Oh, yeah, because COVID, a lot of Zoom.
Did any of your coworkers suddenly get a lot worse at their jobs while working from home? Like, wow, Rick can't hack it anymore. Well, it turns out Rick might have just been drunk.
Mm-hmm.
In a new survey, 21% of remote workers admit they drink or do drugs while working from home.
Yeah, drink or do drugs.
That includes your booze, your pot, and various other recreational items. Around 1 in 5 say they have been fully under the influence during a video call for work. 73% say that if they have to go back to the office, they will miss the freedom of being able to drink or do drug while they're on the clock.
Do drug.
15% say they prefer working from home specifically because they can drink and it helps them relax during the workday.
Sure.
11% said the same about pot.
Relax when you get off work. How's that?
28% of remote workers overall said being able to drink or do drug is an added benefit of working from home. She liked to drink. She liked to do drug.
Do drug. How? You know what? We had to work remotely for a while, but these offices, especially up in the north, that insisted that people work from home and they do the whole Zoom thing. In the beginning, they were putting up the fake backgrounds and, you know, put maybe a snow-capped mountain and palm trees.
The green screen.
The green screen.
Yeah.
And then we started all through a year and a half plus. How many stories have you done where people are at work and suddenly their shirts are off? They're not paying attention that the camera's still on. Turned into a big vacation. Why not? Let's crack a bottle.
Well, I remember when I was working remotely by the pool shirtless.
Yeah.
And I didn't hide it. One day I thought, you know what? I'm going to have some champagne.
Well, I think we made that known. You weren't concealing it from anybody.
And you know what?
What?
I didn't like it.
No.
Because it crosses a line.
Yes.
There's work,
yes.
And then there's not
yes.
work. And never should the two meet.
Do you hear what we're saying, Junior?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, he's doing it now. I've seen him slurry. And he's trying to act serious.
Well, not slurry, you're slurry.
Stan, as you know, I'm the last one to realize someone's under the influence because
yes!
I generally just think they're stupid.
I'm not stupid, you're stupid.
I didn't say you were stupid.
I'll talk about my mom that way.
But that's over the years, people I think are just dumber than dirt, Stan explains to me later, no, they're high.
Yep.
Haney.
They're high. They're on something.
Are they dumb, too?
To pull that, yes.
Okay, so I'm not entirely
not
wrong.
Not entirely.
A woman in Texas got very angry on Sunday.
Well, did she have every right to be?
It may have been a little overreaction.
All right.
She got very angry because the soup she got from a restaurant was too hot for her liking.
Almost like Goldilocks and porridge.
So she responded by doing the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Throwing the soup in an employee's face.
Oh, do we have video of that?
Yep.
Let me see this. There she is. She's used to getting everything she wants.
And also,
Look.
Restaurant employee is much more attractive.
But then the brunette?
Yep.
I don't know about that. Oh! 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 Whoa! 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 Oh, there it is again! Right there! Oh, my goodness! Oh! Every time I see it!
Boy, she's got good aim.
Yeah. Very aggressively thrown, too. With both hands.
It happened at a Mexican joint in Temple, Texas. The woman called in and was livid because the soup she ordered was so hot.
How hot was it?
It melted the plastic lid on the container.
Oh, that's hot soup.
The cashier who answered the phone was a young woman. Blonde.
Yeah, I saw.
Named Janelle Broland. And it seems like Janelle did everything right.
Find her Facebook, Janelle Broland, so she can get a good look.
She apologized, told the woman she fully understood why it was upsetting to her, and offered to make it right in the form of a refund, free food,
yeah,
or basically whatever the woman wanted. What the woman wanted was to yell and kept calling her names, dropping F-bombs. When it became apparent that it was just going nowhere, there was no accommodating her, Janelle eventually said simply, "You can't talk to me like that," and hung up. Shortly after that, the woman showed up at the restaurant and continued to curse at her. So Janelle threatened to call the police. And that's when The woman threw the soup in her face and walked out.
Do we have a name on the woman who threw the soup?
No.
Damn, I'd like to take a look at her. There's Janelle.
Now, luckily, by the time it took the hot-headed woman to bring the soup back to the restaurant, it had cooled down.
Naturally. Don't want to destroy that beautiful blonde face.
However, the soup in question was menudo.
What is menudo?
It's very spicy.
It's a band, isn't it? Isn't it a group?
It's very spicy, and it got in her eyes. Janelle says it was like being pepper sprayed.
There she is. Hey.
The restaurant banned the woman.
Well, rightfully so.
Posted the footage online, and police say charges are pending. Hey, Janelle.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story,
that.
Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill,
I bet you the brunette was better looking. A nutball.
I wouldn't feel safe.
No, me neither.
I'd never sleep. Because she's the type to ask me if I'm asleep.
Correct.
And I'll pretend I am.
But you're not.
Just to see what she does.
And she's capable of anything.
And then I'll have one eye halfway open and go, honey, what are you doing with a butcher knife? Nothing. I thought you were asleep.
Can you get this done in 30 seconds?
A family court lawyer in Pittsburgh named Jeffrey Pollock was on his way into court yesterday and had to go through a metal detector. When he walked through, the alarm went off, so security made him check his pockets and go back through. It went off again. He then explained it was probably the suspenders he was wearing, but he refused to take them off. Then he got into a heated argument with the guards and did eventually remove his suspenders along with his pant. He put it all, wadded it up, put it in the bin, and walked through the metal detector in his shirt and underwear, and that's when the police showed up, when he was standing there pantless in the lobby of the courthouse.
There he is.
Looks like a Better Call Saul type.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, November 11th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K-Rock and the Stan and Haney Show salute our veterans. Today, help us raise funds for home base of Southwest Florida. Donate now on 96KRock.com.
Stan and Haney, want to thank everybody who contributed today to home base. Please, you still have time here on Veterans Day. Go to 96krock.com. Click on the homepage, Southwest Florida Salutes Our Veterans. Right there, you'll see how you can donate to home base and help our veterans here in Southwest Florida.
If you're a veteran yourself, it's pretty simple. If you want
to homebase.org.
Homebase.org. They got it all figured out.
Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. A couple of things. We go all the way to Boca Grande. Boca Grande is in Lee County. Although you got to get to go Charlotte County way if you want to go by car. They got traffic control. Gasparilla Road on Gasparilla Island, Boca Grande. And one more should be in the clearing stages. A crash. Fowler Street and North Airport Road in Fort Myers. And you are up to date.
You drink one, drink two, drink three Long Island iced teas.
Oh, yeah.
But your buddy's worse off and he throws you his car keys.
Blue lights are blinking 4 o'clock in the morning.
State Trooper makes you wish that you'd never been born.
Better call Saul. Better call Saul.
You wanna tell the world you're in love with a girl named Fran? So you find an overpass and you say it with a spray paint can.
Blue lights start a blinking, those handcuffs click.
You know who to call and you better call quick.
Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. You'll fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stick it to the man, Justice for All. You better call Saul.
All that get steel.
Shopping at the Walmart short, just a couple of beans. There's a George Foreman grill down the back of your blue jeans. They caught you at the checkout, the blue lights blink. Only one got a call, cause the others all stink.
Better call Saul, better call Saul,
better call Saul. Your husband disappeared in a most convenient way.
Sure.
Now your troubles are gone, his insurance will surely pay. You get to the bank, but the cops say, whoa, who are you gonna dial when they lock you down cold?
Saul, Saul,
you better call Saul.
He'll fight for your rights when your back's to the wall. Stick it to the man.
Justice for all.
You heard me.
You better call Saul.
There's an awesome Junior right there. That's Junior Brown. Yes. Yes.
I was about to thank you for complimenting me.
No, Junior Brown.
Junior Brown Sr.
Well, you said that's an awesome Junior.
It's Junior Brown Sr.
And your store is on the
yeah,
rocks.
Yeah, you would never compliment.
Around the gas cause it's
good job today, sport.
But you gotta move quick before you singe your own hair. Who knew there was a homeless guy sleeping in there?
Oh. Better call Saul. Better call Saul. Better call Saul.
The FBI finds kids trapped in your creepy van. You stay real cool and tell them you're the ice cream man. But all that crying just gave you away. Who you gonna call to skip a prison stay?
Saul, Saul, you better call Saul. You'll fight for your rights when your back's to the wall.
Stick it to the man.
Justice for all. You better call Saul.
You best call now, you hear?
Thank you, Jimmy. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Sleep deprivation in a mother leads to murder.
And it's true. My wife's a beautiful woman, and she installs faith in life. She's like, you know, the kids, and make sure you thank God for a wonderful day, and just thank him for everything we have, and just we're blessed. And but if she don't nap, if she don't sleep, the devil goes, I'll take over from here. And there is nothing worse than waking up as a man in the middle of the night, like 5 a.m, and your wife's just sitting on the edge of the bed, just staring at you. Baby, what are you doing up so early? Up so early? I haven't been to bed yet. I haven't had any sleep whatsoever. We came to bed together at 10. And we went to bed. No, no. You fell asleep at 10. I was up, and who can fall asleep when you fall asleep? Because you pass out, your mouth is always facing my way, and your breath is disgusting. It's disgusting. You need to go to a doctor. I have no eyebrows left because your breath blowing on my face.
Have yourselves a great evening. Remember, hey, it's Thursday night, right here on K-Rock. Full coverage of the Dolphins' loss to the Ravens in just a little while. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Captain Lazaro is with us, a veteran of Afghanistan.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you for your support.
You, I noticed, because you're hanging out with us today, you made a couple of little observations that have been really bothering
you. No, here's the thing. Because this is the longest that I've ever been in the studio, because usually I'm here, you know, for 10 minutes or so for the Stan and Haney Draft Fund presentation. So I'm here. So, and I'm kind of analyzing and looking with an eye for the military. You know, Stan, I would say, like on my ship, Stan, you're kind of the commanding officer. You're running the board.
Yeah.
You're kind of like in the control station over here. Haney's the ex. You know, the XO, the exec, and on the ship, as department heads and division officers, we had certain things that we had to do every day. We had to have things prepared. We had to have things on a daily basis that were,
sure.
were regularly occurring things. Like, for instance, we had what are called 8 o'clock reports. Every day, each department had to have their report of what happened during the day. At 8 o'clock, we would present them to the executive officer. Then he would present it to the commanding officer. So, okay.
Because I noticed you were getting frustrated.
Yeah. Well, my question is, you sat there and you said to Junior, can I have the traffic report? And I'm thinking, is that a new segment on the show?
No, we've been doing that for years.
And don't you do several different times of traffic reports?
Yes, we do.
So in my eye, I would say, wouldn't the support staff, because I was logistics, so we supported the command. Why isn't the traffic report already in front of you so that it's
point.
Not something that you have to stress out about?
Good point. This is
as
captain,
the commanding
Junior.
Officer of the radio station, why is it the traffic report already there?
Yeah.
You know,
you were
I mean,
telling
is it something
me about
new?
Hand-holding.
Well, is it something new? I mean, how many times do you have to ask for the traffic report? What is the number one goal for the producer, too?
Always make the hosts look good.
Okay, so that's just one man's opinion. So, yeah. Thank you for letting me vent that.
No problem.
Okay.
Yep. Well,
Junior, do you care?
That's just what you could see in a brief period of time.
Yeah, just a brief period
of
time.
I'd like to spend more time here on a regular basis.
Yeah. Get it squared away.
Would you like to retort?
Thank you for your service. Sir.
He seems to say that every time we have a conversation.
I think what Junior means to say is welcome to the store.
Welcome to the store. I appreciate all your text messages, by the way, every day.
Yes, sir.
Know?
Yes, sir.
That's
but didn't
really
Roger
nice
that?
Kind.
But didn't yep. D-Train already have the reports on your
always.
Panel?
Always,
okay. Of right, course. Here it comes.
Okay. So anyway,
thank you for your service.
Not only
thank you for your support.
Not only Captain, with the traffic report there would also be a cup of coffee to Stan's specifications.
A fresh cup of coffee to my specifications. And you know my specifications.
Yes, yes. Or maybe like for anybody that's visiting, maybe a backup water already there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
Yeah, I asked you if you wanted another water.
Well, I didn't
but again,
Captain.
Why ask? Why wouldn't
it should be
why,
there.
Why wouldn't you just bring it in?
Yeah.
And then if I want to turn it down, then I have the opportunity to say, oh, thank you, I don't need it. You can't win.
I can't win. No matter what I do.
When I would come here when D-Train was here, he always supplied drinks.
Oh, you love and, you some D-Train.
And
oh, yeah.
Other than water, how about maybe a soda? How about
soda
how about
would
some,
be nice,
like a caffeinated beverage.
So what you'd
too
like?
Too early for convivials, but you know maybe even a diet soda.
What
you know.
You'd like is to have several options that you have to turn down.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. Again, coming from the support logistics part of the Navy,
right? You see
options.
It.
If we only served water on a ship, we'd have some angry sailors.
Yeah.
You know, we had options for them.
Yeah.
Well, would you describe it as a crying shame?
Certainly a shame. I don't know about the crying part.
We bring you today's list of the
top
great things about being single.
Top great things about being single.
Well, obviously, you don't have to share the prize in your breakfast cereal. That bottle of wine you order at dinner is all yours, muchacho. Cats love to cuddle.
Oh, they don't they, though? Right, Junior?
Not your cat.
Not mine. He is so on guard right now because the captain is in here.
Yeah, I can't defend myself. Like,
that's right,
I can't.
You can't defend in front
not
of a
today.
Captain. You cannot.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job, Junior.
Thank you, Captain.
No.
Thank you for your service. Yep.
Thank you for your support. Sorry about that, folks. I always wanted to say that.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You now believe you have a shot at Kim Kardashian, because, hey, look who she's with now.
And I'm so excited. Upward Bound! Yes!
Yeah!
And finally, the very top great thing about being single.
Yes.
Now you know who to yell at for leaving the toilet seat up.
Shame!
And then 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.